So we would like to see, and I believe that not only would we like to see, but I think it's incumbent upon us to make some effort to persuade those around us that these ideas are worthy of their acceptance, that all life has dignity, that all life is worth living, even that which appears to be limited in relation to what we think of as a complete human life. But you see, this has to do with the Orthodox understanding of what is a human person. And so, in order to talk about this, we have to just take a moment to talk about what is a human person, what is a human being, according to Orthodox Christianity. And of course, we could spend the entire day considering the different answers that people have made concerning what is a human being from non-Orthodox points of view. But we can quickly answer it from an Orthodox point of view. Human beings are free and rational creatures made in the image and likeness of God. I tried to put it in one little sentence, Mother.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I do have a tendency to go long. Human beings are free and rational creatures made in the image and likeness of God. And obviously we haven't said everything that's necessary to be said by saying that, because there's a fly in the ointment, which you also know about. And we'll go further and say, St. Athanasius the Great, in a work that's rarely, I think, but maybe I'm wrong, rarely read by modern Christians, goes so far as to say, every human being was created to see God. That's the purpose, according to St. Athanasius, of our existence, to see God. And he says further that the means by which we can know God are, this has become kind of a classical way of talking about it. We can see God in nature around us. We can arrive at an understanding of God through the contemplation of nature. Certainly, we can arrive at an understanding of God through the scriptures, but only if we accept those as authoritative, which is what I was suggesting, that it doesn't do a lot of good to quote scripture to people who don't accept that. In fact, it probably creates a barrier rather than an avenue of communication. But for St. Athanasius, the most important way in which human beings come to know God and to see God is through, and I'll use this term because I can't speak Greek, a turning inward. We'll call it introspection. And the contemplation of one's own creaturehood. In fact, he has a very provocative notion. He says, we may contemplate God in the mirror of our own souls. I love this. The mirror of our own souls. We may see God and contemplate God. Not because we are God. See, this is when we get into all the different ideas about what people have to say about what is a human being. And St. Athanasius is very clear that we are creatures. We are created by God, and as such, we are distinct from God, not only in person, but in kind. And in fact, this becomes for him, and I believe for us also, even today, the most important element of God's becoming man, the incarnation, is that in the person of Jesus Christ, divinity, which we are not, touches humanity, which we are, in a touch, without, as we say, without confusion, without one becoming the other, but as once again, the classical image of iron, which is placed in a fire, begins to shine with the heat and the light of the fire, but when removed, cools. And human beings are similar to that iron, that when we are in that embrace or that touch with God, the divinity enlightens us and we shine. And it is our job, it is our calling, it is our destiny, it is our purpose as Orthodox Christians to be lights in this world. Concerning the incarnation of Christ, the evangelist John says that he became man and dwelt among us, and that light came into the world, and that darkness comprehended it not. But the darkness does not overwhelm it, because it is, to get all Greek, a priori, that's Latin actually, it is before. God is before creation. And so the darkness of a fallen world is not a problem for God. It's not a problem in the way that it's a problem for us. We struggle over this. We suffer greatly. Not only in terms of because of things that are done to us by others, or the things we must suffer because of conditions in the world, but because of what's inside of us, which is a struggle with that darkness. You know, the Russian author, Solzhenitsyn, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He was actually a good communist once upon a time. He wasn't one of those Russians who grew up in a religious family. He thought he was a good communist. You know, he answered the call of the motherland and went into the army in World War II. Unfortunately, his unit was captured. He became a prisoner of war. When he came back, was released, lo and behold, suddenly he had become enemy of the people. And he got thrown, not just into jail, into the gulag, into the prison system, for those who are tainted by ideas that are unclean from the communist point of view. Or if you care to parsing the Soviet point of view. I think it's pretty much the same thing. And it was through that experience of suffering that he came to faith. He didn't enter as a person of faith. Unlike Father George Calci, whom I mentioned earlier, who actually, his first imprisonment by the communists was because of his faith. But for Solzhenitsyn, it was simply because he had been a prisoner of war and was therefore suspect. There was no other evidence presented at whatever trial he may have had, other than the fact that he had been captured by the enemy, and therefore we sent him off. As a result, he became the man that we know. But concerning that, he said before he was in the gulag, he used to think that there was a line between persons. That you could draw a line and say this person's good, this person's bad, and that the line therefore was between persons. But he said in the gulag he discovered that the line between good and evil ran down the middle of every person. You see, and that's the initial struggle that we're all faced with, is that line between good and evil that runs through us, because in our fallen nature, which I said, you know, made in the image and likeness of God, but that's not the end of the story. And God's not the end of the story. But because of that fallen nature, then we personally are engaged in a struggle for our salvation. Thanks be to God, as St. Paul says, for our Lord Jesus Christ, who has saved us from this body of death. And not everybody agrees with these ideas.